MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 4, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. North Shore teachers are making a move. Task Force 1 out of Beverly, working search and rescue. And there's a new city marshal on the job in Newburyport. Partly cloudy, high 60s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:55 p.m. Andrea Holbrook is writing in the Gloucester Times, teachers in Gloucester will work only contractually obligated hours starting Friday to protest stalled contract negotiations, and the school committee said it was blindsided by the decision. Under the work-to-rule conditions, teachers will withhold or refuse to perform voluntary activities that are not set forth in their collective bargaining agreement. Teachers are planning to kick off the protest with a standout in front of West Parish Elementary School at 8:30 on Friday, according to a Thursday afternoon announcement from North Shore Educators United. Educators will hold signs, talk to community stakeholders, and demonstrate their solidarity. Teachers' unions in Beverly and Revere will also implement work-to-rule actions starting Friday. Marblehead teachers did so starting Wednesday. North Shore Educators United said the actions are being taken because contract negotiations are stalled. The Gloucester Teachers Association, the GTA, has been in contract negotiations with the school committee since March. The next negotiation session is Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. at Gloucester High School. The meeting is public, and Union Vice President Matt Lewis said community members are welcome to attend. Salem News is reporting members of a Beverly-based search and rescue team are continuing to search for victims and help with recovery efforts in North Carolina and Florida in the wake of Hurricane Helene. A total of 61 members of Massachusetts Task Force 1 have responded to the area, including 56 in North Carolina and 5 in Florida, according to Thomas Katsounis, a planning team manager, public information officer, and structures specialist for the team. Hurricane Helene was one of the deadliest storms in U.S. history and is estimated to have killed more than 150 people in 6 states. Massachusetts Task Force 1 is one of 28 federal emergency management agency search and rescue teams in the nation. It's based at a compound next to Beverly Airport and is comprised of about 250 volunteers from all 6 New England states, including firefighters, police officers, doctors, paramedics, canine handlers, and engineers. More news after this break.
Hey everybody, Don McCaschel here, your one and only host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. This week on the North Shore Sports Desk, we got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week from Rockport Boys Soccer. We've got Sean Driscoll, St. Mary's football coach, 3-0 start. And on the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, a Methuen wide receiver who's ripping it up this year. His team has a huge game at Andover tomorrow night. Listen right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News. With family members, friends, and colleagues watching, Matthew Simons was sworn in as city marshal Thursday morning with the promise of moving an already caring and communicative police department further into the 21st century. Simons was joined on stage in the City Hall auditorium by Ryan Cutter, who was promoted to sergeant, as well as Gregory Whitney, who became a lieutenant. And Gail McCarthy is writing in the Gloucester Times, as Cape Ann Museum prepares to close its doors at the downtown campus for a major overhaul, plans are set for more than a year of free exhibits and programs at CAM Green. The Pleasant Street campus will be open through Sunday. The first exhibit at the CAM Green off Washington Street near Grand Circle will begin next Friday. The CAM Green on Poplar Street opened in the summer of 2020 and will now provide a headquarters for the museum's year-round programming, which will have expanded hours and timed entry to allow for parking on the site. In sports, Phil Stacey is reporting that the first games of the 2024-25 high school hockey season in Massachusetts begins in 2 months. But many officials who normally work those games may choose to put on their stripes elsewhere. a two-page letter sent to the Salem News Thursday by the Massachusetts chapters of the National Ice Hockey Officials Association details the discrepancy between pay that the officials are asking for on a per-game basis and what the state's governing body, the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, is offering. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.